This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. I want to thank you for being with me tonight. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Are you as sick as I am about all this DNC stuff going on? I mean, seriously. Look at, I can say this because I was sick. The RNC stuff was making me nuts, too. So I'm not playing favorites. There's nothing new here. And I don't know if you heard earlier, Panetta was up, and he was screaming the people in the crowd were screaming no more war. Right? I mean, he was talking about what had to be done to defeat ISIS. They're talking no more war. Like, this isn't our war. Like, this isn't going to affect them here. I know, I jumped right into it, didn't I? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There is a gazillion and three things you can do up on the website. And smarter people than I in the chat room as well. Seriously? I'm not joking. And always smarter people than I in the chat room. The responses prove it. Anyway, and send me your email address. Seriously, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, little white box at the top right-hand corner, you can sign up for the email blast. I send them out once a week. Right, I don't send out a whole bunch of junk. At least I don't think so. Right? Also today, I was going to say, and I need to save it. I'm going to touch on it, but then I'm going to save it. And what I'm going to save is, the Baltimore Six are no more. And I say that because all charges have been dropped. And I'm sure that our mad black man from Baltimore is coming on in the next hour. Mr. Corey Duncan. I'm sure he's got, to use my best English, a bajillion things to say about that. He's been miffed about that since day one. Right? He's been talking about this and talking about what a joke it's been in Baltimore. The thing I love, though, is the hardcore Dems, and they make fun of us, the hardcore Dems, they think nothing's been done wrong. Everything is fine. Irritating. And I'm saying it's irritating as heck because I don't know how you get through to them. He says you can't. I don't buy it. Come on, we've all been up. We have all been against more stubborn people than that. Do you know what I mean? Know what I mean? Yeah, I was going to do a John Wayne, but I'm no good at it. As my wife reminds me, I'm no good at any of these. But it's okay. I don't mind. So again, I don't want to beat up everything that's already been done on, what's his name, on the DNC. And I'm going to try to get, you know, the big thing with the millennials right now, or one of the big things, I'm sorry. The big thing on the millennials right now is approving the use of dope. I call it dope because I come out of the 70s. When people smoked, they were nothing but dopes. They acted dopey. They did dopey things. But what people really, really, really don't understand is it's not the dope. It's not our dope. It's much more potent. It's much stronger. Okay? I mean, man, you would, if you got in your car if you smoked a joint, the only thing you would do is put the seat on recline and fall asleep. You would just, it was just different. And if you look at what's going on in Colorado, with the higher calls to, you know, the emergency numbers over people that think they're dying after they smoke it, they've got more accidents, more people on government assistance, if you would. So I've got a fellow that runs a large, I don't want to call it a rehab center, because it's not all he does. But a large rehab type of center. And the majority of people in that center started with one thing, and it wasn't beer. Okay? And I don't know how to get that across to you. You know, you parents who think it's kind of cool, go, I smoked, it didn't do nothing to me. I drank, it didn't do nothing to me. I don't know if it was a different time, if we had a different viewpoint towards things. Maybe we had a basic respect for ourselves and others. I don't know what the difference is. But my where I pick up my mail, because obviously I don't have it all sent to the house. I don't need people knocking at my front door going, hey, you got a guy that does that radio show? I have a mailbox type of thing, and it's not the Postal Service. And they put a vape store. There you go. And two things I've noticed. I've noticed very pretty young girls driving boys there all the time. What is this all about? Boys don't drive anymore. What is that? What? See? This is a problem. When I was a young man, that's right. Their parents smoked dope and think that boys shouldn't drive. There you go. Everything got mixed up. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. When we come back, we're going to Keith Ellison called Donald Trump the worst nominee since George Wallace. There's only one problem with that. I'll tell you about it when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one and suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
I did not plan this. It's all the board ops' fault. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yes. Well, come on, let's be honest about it. Sometimes you'd have to be doing coke in order to even try to understand what they're talking about at the DNC. You know, I don't know. I'm sorry. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I am your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me and have you involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that I can't do it. I got a link to a Cheech and Chong bit, but I can't do it because, look, unless somebody checks it, I can't do it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you hop on board with me. Representative Keith Ellison says that Trump is the worst nominee since George Wallace. Now, I'm going to play a little clip of his here. I will give you time to try to figure out what's wrong with that comment.
Keith Ellison, you're a supporter of Bernie Sanders. What should happen?
Well, I'm with Bernie on this. I mean, we're focused on getting rid of Donald Trump, making sure he is not the president of the United States. I agree with Bernie. I'm disappointed to read about it. But at the same time, you know, we do have the worst Republican nominee since George Wallace. We have somebody who is so dangerous in a number of ways, not the least of which is his attacks on the press and his pulling press credentials. The First Amendment says freedom of the press. He attacks the press.
Can you believe this piece of work? I wouldn't even go down this road, but now I remember this. He's talking about freedom of the press and how Trump pulls press credentials. I would, too, of liars. See, they have a right to come in and report the truth. But if they're constantly lying on me, you're out of here, right? Now, in the White House, you know what they stopped doing? Do you guys know? We have reported on this. I know, my brain's going faster than my mouth. I'm so mad. We've reported on this a dozen times, okay? At the White House, press people can't even get in to areas they used to be allowed to go into, to meetings they used to. What happens now is the White House gives them the pictures they want them to have, gives them the narrative they want them to have, gives them the press release they want them to have. They're not allowed in to do those things anymore. So don't give me this garbage about transparency and freedom of speech. These are the worst people. You know, this was done the other day. Do you know they're not letting Bernie people into the DNC anymore? They have been turning them away. They've corralled them outside. They started jumping fences to get in. I'm sorry. Weren't these the people that were all on the same page? Right? They're one big happy family. Oh, we have our moments, but then we get it together. Well, they're in day three and they haven't got it together. Because the Bernie people are not interested in having Hillary, and I'm fine with it. I think they're not taking this thing as serious as they could. President Obama said today in an interview he was given that the Dems need to take this race seriously. So he knows. He understands the damage he's done, and she's not helping. I mean, this is like trying to use gas. You know, electing her to fix his problems. It's like trying to put gasoline on a fire to put it out. George Stephanopoulos, this is the interview with George Stephanopoulos, a short one anyway. I was asking also the Bernie Sanders report about this. Let's finish it off at least.
Regularly, so I'm really kind of focused on the job at hand, but I am disappointed, but I'm not surprised. But at the same time...
Well, he's a lot of butts in there, ain't he? Yeah. But this, but that, but this, but that.
You know, I just have to keep trudging on, organizing people to...
I think what he wants to say is, but I'm not surprised we've had the worst president in American history in the last 7 years.
Turn out the maximum number of votes to defeat
just the beginning here in Philadelphia. Congressman Cole, you just came from Cleveland Republican convention. Was it a success?
Well, first I want to correct my friend. George Wallace was a proud Democrat and ran for...
There you go!
Democratic nomination.
He's a proud Democrat who ran for the Democratic nomination. Isn't that wonderful? I'm so glad that we have these smart people up there that they're being... I mean, these guys don't even know their own history. They don't have any clue as to who's done damage, how, and to who. And again, I'm loving all of this. I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. Because, you know, they sit up there like a bunch of scholars. They talk about this stuff like they have a clue as to what's going on. Yeah, stepping out, you're right about in the chat room, Stephanopoulos, definitely one of Hillary's boys. She could do no wrong. I mean, you know, I do not get the other side. I mean, and I'm going to light up, I'll light up our mad black man from Baltimore when he shows up. He's so easy. I know he's not listening right now because he hops in the chat room when he's listening. But he is so easy to light up. And I don't say that in a negative way. He's got so much anger towards what these people have done to his people. I'm so tired of these liars. Joe Biden, biggest liar they got up there talking tonight. Right? And he's up there talking about, he's talking to the labor pool. And you know what? When was it CNN or CBS, one of these places put out a poll. And instead of calling, well, what they called them were, ready for this one? I don't even know. This is a new term. Lower educated voters. I mean, idiots? What do they mean by that? Now, one fellow in the pack said, well, we refer to those people as blue-collar workers, like he was saving the moment. So what he was saying basically is, hey, you boneheads that work with your hands are idiots. You're a low-educated voter. Right? And what they were saying was they're bringing Biden in because the blue-collar workers, the lower-educated voters, that's what they call them, not Joe, okay, that they were for Trump, that Trump was winning them in big numbers. So Joe was going to come in and fix that. Well, where's Joe been for the last 8 years? Why hasn't he fixed it in 8 years? You know, I have no hope for the Democrats whatsoever, because I still got a lot of friends in that party. And I'm sorry, guys, but I do. But I will have no hope for them or anybody else if the Dems have the ability to keep pulling it over the wool's eye, pulling the wool over the eyes of their constituents, their membership, if you would. You know, not just blacks, but people have been voting for Dems in Detroit. How's that working out for you? Chicago, how's that working out for you? D.C., how's that working out for you? Right? Flint, Baltimore. Should we go down to all the cities where the blacks are getting screwed, the minorities get screwed big time by their own people? And the more money you bring in, all it does is it gives the administrators, the electeds, helps them out tremendously. It does jack for you. Absolutely jack. I wish we still had that clip of the woman, the councilwoman I think it was Detroit, where she said it to the camera, Mr. Obama, we sent you to Washington. You need to start sending back money here. That's how mad she was. She couldn't even control herself. What's that tell you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so I want to get back at it. There's just so much going on. And you know what? And I'm not going to do a whole bunch for the DNC. Right? Because I'm sure when our buddy comes on, he's going to want to talk about this big time. But I just think it's so wonderful that they don't know, and I'm not talking about black people. So don't send me an email that says, yeah, you were making fun of the blacks. No, I wasn't. I'm making fun of the Democrats. Big difference. Okay? The rank and file doesn't, they really don't know their history. I don't know how you fix that. But they don't know their history. And I'll tell you something else they don't know. They don't know the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, how many of you, and I had this problem, I can't tell the story. I'd love to, but I can't tell this one story. Because people who listen to the show will know exactly who I'm talking about. But, there's a picture of Dinesh D'Souza that was making its way around that internet thing. And there's a picture of him standing in front of a teleprompter that's in front of the stage. So when they get up to do the Pledge of Allegiance, they have to put the words on the teleprompter. Because nobody, I shouldn't say nobody. I'm not going to do that. I'll say there must be enough people in there who don't know the pledge because they don't do it in schools every day anymore. Yeah, that's right. I know, there's a shock, right? They don't do it in school every day. They don't have to. They're not required by law. They are simply required in most states to do a patriotic act every morning. That it could be the Pledge of Allegiance. It could be talking about one of our founding fathers. It could be a discussion around American issues first thing in the morning. Think about that. So so they have to put the words up. I just thought that was kind of funny that they would have. I wish, you know, if I knew how to do it, I'd put it up on the screen, but I don't know how to do it. I never said I was smart. I sent you that one, by the way. You can have some fun with that. You're welcome. Anytime.
I mean, it's a pretty sad thing, though, when you talk about what are they... They claimed that they were going to have close to 10 or 12,000 people go through there or in there. 50 or 60,000 total come through. Right? But just the delegates alone, what, a couple thousand? 3 or 4,000? You got to put it up on the screen just in case. Now, you know, I keep teasing this current group of people that occupy this planet. Or actually, I shouldn't say that. I should say that occupy this country, the youngins, of being, you know, we no longer have forced them to take responsibility for their actions. And this is no exception here. And when I saw this one, when somebody sent me this, I was like, come on, not really? This is a joke, right? This is from The Onion. But it's not. So there's a teacher, a 24-year-old teacher, says, it's the school's fault I had sex with a teenager. I don't know, what was it? Was it a requisition? What is it? It was not a requisition. Was it? It was a requirement for getting the job there. You had to see if you could entice one. Yeah, let me see. She's 24 years old. It's her first year teaching, right? And she had to see if she could entice a 17-year-old boy. You have to be out of your mind to put a 24-year-old teacher, okay, based on the stories we've done on this show, but especially put a fairly attractive 24-year-old young girl, sorry, ladies, this she must have been a young girl, right, with a bunch of 17 and 18-year-old boys. I did. I went on my way. A substitute teacher accused of having sex with a student is blaming education officials for her legal indiscretions. Ain't my fault. Maybe you think she could use the Hillary defense on that one? I was not aware. I wasn't there. That's right. He didn't say he was 17. I don't remember. I don't recall him saying 17. That's right. Like the bullets going over the head, right? We had bullets going over our head. And we had to run. That's, I know we saw that this weekend. Just tonight, 17? Sleep with, no, it wasn't me. Claiming they failed to stop her and allow the relationship to blossom. In a series of interviews with reporters in Iowa, 24-year-old Mary Beth Hagelin admitted to having sex with a 17-year-old boy for much of the 2015-16 academic year. I'm sure he wasn't complaining. Think he got A's in that class or what? She was accused, and she accused Cedar Rapids Community School District of complicity. These people all knew what was going on, and yet they turned a blind eye because they wanted to protect their school. They didn't want it to get into the limelight. That's right. So, because you would have stopped the minute they said, "What's her name here? Hagelin. Hagelin. Do you know that you're 24, right? Okay, cool. You know you're having sex with a 17-year-old student." Okay, you don't have to get the law. Not only is it against school policy, but you don't have to get the law, right? Can you see her going, oh my, I didn't know. I wasn't aware. I'll stop now. Thanks for telling me. Are you, really? Is this what they do? I'm sure she went home and her mommy hugged her up and said, it's okay, honey. It's not your fault. Those mean people should have told you having sex with a 17-year-old boy was not right. She's saying she first had sex with the boy last October. They allowed this to happen. They found out about it in February. Hagelin, a sub at the George Washington High School, was arrested on Friday and booked for sexual exploitation of a minor. She faces up to 2 years behind bars. Well, hopefully there won't be any young... anyway. And having to register as a sex offender. Think about that. She wants to be a school teacher. She has spent 4 years of her life training to be a school teacher, and now she won't be able to go next to kids or near kids for 10 years. School district officials claim that they didn't act faster against Hagelin, citing miscommunication with a local agency that provides substitute teachers. Wow. Can you see how that call goes? Yeah, hi, this is the school district? Sure. Can you send us somebody who doesn't want to have sex with 17-year-old boys? We'd really appreciate that. Yeah, no sex offenders, please. Or wannabe sex offenders. She was released on jail on Saturday in order to stay clear of her 17-year-old victim. That's according to school officials. They don't want anybody else to know what's going on. They didn't ban me, Hagelin told... Oh, God. the Cedar Rapids Gazette. They never actually said that they were banning me from school grounds. Is she really this dull? You got to take her license away. I'm talking about all of them. Right? They got to take everything away from her. Driver's license, voting license, teaching license. They never said they were banning me from working at any other school. They never said that they were banning me from this and that. Or I have to stay so many feet away from the school. They never said any of that to me. Hagelin waffled between blaming school officials and herself for the ugly mess. I do take responsibility, Hagelin told a local news source. I'm not shying away from this. I'm facing this head on, except it's their fault. What do you think of that, right? She added, I no longer have a desire or wish to contact or see this person ever again. I don't want him to contact me either. Wow. All of a sudden, it's his fault? Oh, she's done. Well, maybe she, right, after a year, I could see that. Time to move on. Maybe she's in the 18-year-olds, or maybe 16, I don't know. I'd love to get a hold of her and ask her. What's your turnoffs with 17-year-olds? I'm sorry, this is so ludicrous. We've now gotten to the point where you send your kids to school. You don't have to worry about them buying dope. You have to worry about them being sexually assaulted by the teacher. Because the dope you can get almost anywhere, and pretty much there's a lot of parents that approve of it. Which, you know what, don't even get me started. Yeah, I've got some good friends that deal with this on a daily basis. I was on a board of an organization that helped kids on drugs for 10 years. Anybody who says that there's no issue, that there's no problem, that dope is no big deal, it can be. It's really that easy. It can be. Let's see. You guys threw so many stories at me over the last week. I love this too. You hear all the hoopla, for lack of a better term, right? All the hoopla around all the DNC emails that were stolen. And now that, you know, they're screaming about, yeah, is it the Russians? Is it this? Is it that? This isn't right. This is wrong. Well, how about the other part of this? You know, we talk about taking responsibility. You shouldn't have wrote them. They could have stole 50,000 emails. If there was nothing there, there'd be nothing there. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And really, seriously, do be part of the conversation. I so much appreciate the time that you do spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. But you've got to engage. You've got to be involved. You can't just sit there going, oh, what do I do now? I took him off, huh? Yeah, that's right. I'll put him back up later. Although I don't want to watch him. He makes me mad. So Joe Biden came out. You know, I should play bits and pieces of the DNC just to get you as irritated as me. Although some of you have said, you sent me little notes and you say you came over to listen to me because you couldn't stand the DNC anymore. Although I don't know how to take that.
It's the real side.
It's not the point. It's like, am I the second to last date in the book?
No, it means you're supposed to do both sides.
Oh, really? Do I have to?
No.
Good. Well, some people say even when I do do both sides, that I lean left. I mean lean right. Ooh. If you ever catch me leaning left, somebody stole the microphone. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time. Hey, our hearts and prayers go out to was it Norway where the Catholic priest had his head cut off, got decapitated? You sure that was France? Oh, okay. Sorry. I apologize. So it was France. And France, you know, their president at least came out and said, you know, we've got a problem here. We're going to fight the ISIS terrorists. Right? That was it. Who else would have said that? Pelosi. She's the one who called them low-educated voters. God bless America. I love her. Huh? Yeah, she was just, well, no, she wasn't kidding, because if she was kidding, then Trump was kidding. Anyway, I digress here. All right, so the Macy's worker was fired over her Catholic faith. All right, so I know it's not being beheaded. I get all of that. All right, some people think I make fun of the Catholics. I don't. I grew up in a Catholic faith. If you really listen to the show, if you've really heard me speak, I tell you how much I appreciate my Catholic upbringing. It taught me a lot. Taught me about faith. Taught me how to believe in God for real, not just a character on a page. Taught me discipline, respect for others. It taught me a lot of things. And I do feel, my heart does go out to the families that have been affected by, you know, again, that Catholic priest being beheaded. So according to the story, Xavier Chavez loved his job at Macy's. The devout Roman Catholic was hired in the 1990s as a door guard. A few years later, he was promoted to store detective. He eventually became a senior store detective at the department store's location in Flushing, Queens. But after more than 26 years on the job, Mr. Chavez was fired, allegedly over an incident involving a man who identifies as a woman using the ladies' room. Now, Mr. Chavez has filed an official complaint with the New York State Division of Human Rights, claiming he was terminated because of religious beliefs. Now, here's the backstory to it. In May, Mr. Chavez responded to a call about a distraught female customer and her daughter. They were afraid to enter the ladies' room because a transgender person was using the facilities. What a bunch of bigots. What a bunch of transphobes? What a bunch of transphobes. Seriously, the fact that they would be bothered by that at all shows you what small-minded people they actually are. I'm just channeling my left side for a moment. Sorry. Huh? They should have been arrested. That's right. He later exited the bathroom holding hands with his female companion, and he declared that he was a female. So if you're identifying as a female, there's a name for this, right? Remember, we've been through these names. If you're a male identifying as a female, dating a female, I can't remember what that was, but they have a name for that. They do have a name for that. I just can't say it. He later exited the bathroom holding hands with his female companion, and he declared that he was a female, which was not true. Mr. Chavez wrote in his complaint, the transgender customer complained to the store manager, management, and raised quite a ruckus, according to the complaint. At some point, an assistant store manager informed Chavez that men who identify as women are allowed to use the ladies' room. I advised her that this was against my religion and contrary to the Bible. Chavez wrote, I also mentioned that I would not like my young daughter to be in the bathroom with a male inside. At no time did Mrs. Chavez tell Macy he would not enforce the policy. He simply stated his religious beliefs. Ooh. So he didn't say he wouldn't uphold the store's ruling or whatever, the store's policies, the store's whatever they want to allow to happen. He never said he wouldn't do it. A few days after the incident, he was summoned to the human resources for more probing. He asked HR for a copy of the new policy concerning the restroom usage, but instead of providing the policy, he was suspended and later terminated. After my employer learned that I was practicing Catholic with religious concerns about this policy, I was terminated because of my religion, he wrote. Now, whether this is right or wrong, don't we hear this all the time? Right? In the Muslim community, how many times have we heard of Walmart? Right? Those truckers. Remember the Walmart drivers? They were fired because they refused to drive the booze trucks, even though when they took the job on, they knew they were driving alcohol trucks. And once they got the job, they decided they weren't going to drive the alcohol trucks anymore because it was against their religion. So they claimed they were fired because of their religious beliefs. That was a big ruckus. They got their jobs back. They got money. They got all kinds of things out of it. But not this. No. As a Catholic, as a Christian, as somebody who associates with Christ in any way, shape, manner, or form, you can't have these things. Now, Macy's refused to discuss the specifics of Mr. Chavez's case because it's an HR issue. I get that. But if he's talking about it openly, they should be able to also. They did tell the reporter that Macy's does not make employment decisions based upon religious beliefs or religious practices of applicants or employees. They also provided some context, and that context should alarm every Bible-believing Christian who works for the company. This is what they told the reporter. Given that Macy's employs and serves people of many different religions, ethnicities, and cultures, Macy's expects its employees to, at all times, treat fellow employees and customers in a non-discriminatory and respectful manner in accordance with our company policies. To be clear, we only have one side of the story here, folks. Right? We only know what one person is saying happened. But if you think about this, a 26-year employee of the company with no real issues was fired that quickly. Now, you're going to tell me that the only thing it has to do with was this one incident? Instead of him being reprimanded, instead of him being asked to go to re-education class, instead of him sitting down with somebody in HR and saying, hey, let's go over the policy together so we don't have this happen again. Now, if it was the other way around, but if somebody, and we've had this happen, we've seen this happen in, we've done stories around it where kids praying in school over their food, right? Things like that where people in authority asked them to stop, they couldn't do it. It was against the law. One teacher told a kid it was against the law. That's how far ignorance runs. That's how wide it flows. A cafeteria working telling a student that it was against the law to pray in a school. You know the old joke. You'd have a whole bunch of kids breaking the law on days that they have tests that they didn't study for, right? Because they're all praying to God at that point in time. The most basic religious right is the right to believe. If conscious rights can be violated, the First Amendment means nothing, right? Macy's has no legal or moral grounds to stand on this one. They really don't. Because the guy didn't say, I won't do this because of my religious beliefs. Never said he wouldn't enforce the rule. It's disturbing to think that Macy's would fire an employee for simply having a religious belief they find offensive. And don't tell me it doesn't happen, because it happens all the time. These managers who are atheists, who don't believe, who think someone who prays to a God or believes in a God is a little off upstairs. And again, I go through the same thing I always say. Why is it that you non-religious people can believe in angels and spirits and things that go bump in the night? Right? You can believe in all that, and you're sane. And we want to believe in a loving deity, a loving God that's willing to work with us, help us do better things. And we're nuts? I don't know what kind of Kool-Aid that is, but I'd stop drinking it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening on GCN Live. We are on a bunch of stations across the country. Just hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can check on those stations. This is a bunch of things going on. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, will join us in the next hour. Don't go far. We always have a good time with him. We'll be right back.